I'm doing well. Felicia Rose, welcome to Upcoming Dis. How are you?
Thank you. Happy to talk to you. I appreciate your time.
Well, I appreciate your time as well, and spent last night watching Zombie Killer's Elephant Graveyard. But, you know, before we get to that, you know what I have to ask you. First film that you really got you know, noticed for, back when you were a kid, Sleepaway Camp. How old were you when you did that thing?
I was 13 years old.
Wow.
When I played that crazy Angela Baker.
Well, what was that experience
like?
She gave
me a life, I tell you, Gina.
Well, what was it like for a 13-year-old to be in such a movie and be the bad guy?
You know, it was intense. I mean, it was a really incredible experience. It was probably one of the best experiences of my entire life. You know, I was like a little kid in New York who wanted to act, and it was my first professional job, really my first real audition, and I met with Robert Helsick. We just like kind of connected and hit it off right away, and he's like, "You're my girl. Like, you're going to do this." And she, although she was nothing like myself, you know, I like to have fun and smile and laugh. So it was quite a departure, and I thought it was pretty badass. I mean, it's a film about bullying and the ultimate revenge. You know, I certainly don't suggest anyone go out and, you know, emulate the movie, but it's definitely why I think there are a lot of people who've come to me and said, you know, I felt bullied and I relate to Angela, and, you know, people think she's a pretty rocking girl. So it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'll bet you did. And then you weren't in any of the immediate sequels. You returned back in 2008. Is there any reason why you didn't do any of the immediate sequels?
Well, you know, I met with Michael Simpson. It was a different, you know, tone.
Yeah.
It was more on the dark comedy. And I didn't read well for him. I really kind of sucked. I wasn't good. And I had just applied early admission to NYU Tisch School of the Arts, and I had been accepted. So it was sort of like he was very interested in Pamela Springsteen. They were friends.
Mm-hmm.
I was very interested in going off to college. And
sure.
It was sort of like a win-win. I love the sequels. I love Pamela Springsteen. I'm a huge fan of the movies, and I think they did a great job. And it just sort of worked out perfectly. And then when Robert was ready to come back, he enlisted me to play Angela again. And it was like, hey, okay, let's do it. And I think it was much more like the original.
Yeah. Well, and then there is almost 20 years before you really got back started again. But boy, since then, you have been on fire, haven't you?
It's been a great ride, Gino. I'm not going to lie. It's been like the happiest trip. I'm very grateful.
I'll bet.
All I can say is like I'm very, very thankful for this.
So how'd you find your way to Zombie Killers?
Several years ago, I received an email from writer, director, producer Harrison Smith. He was in touch with me through a mutual friend, and he said, "Look, you know, I'm a filmmaker. I made a movie called at that time The Fields had just been released."
Right.
He sent me a copy. I fell in love with it. He said, "I wrote a movie called at that time it was called Dead TV, which has since been renamed Camp Dread."
Right.
He said, "And I wrote the part for you. Like, I don't want to make the movie unless you're in the role of Rachel Steele." And I thought, wow, that doesn't ever happen. Holy cow. So I read the script and I loved it. And then he cast Eric Roberts and Danielle Harris. And then it was like, you know, I was begging, please, where do I sign up?
Yeah.
And we had the best time on that set. I loved making that film. And then, you know, shortly after, he said, "I have another script I'd like you to read called Zombie Killers, and please look at the role of Leah." And I seriously, like, fell to the floor and thought, how in the world am I going to ever play this woman? Like, I don't know anything. I'm so far away from her. So, you know, as an actress, you just want to be challenged and you want to grow. And I thought, well, I guess I, you know, have to figure it out. And we did. We all figured it out together, and it's been, you know, such a great adventure.
Yeah, and Harrison Smith, he's very loyal to the people he works with, so he tends to like to keep some of the same people around, doesn't he?
Same crew, you know, he tries to keep the same cast intact, you know. He's very, he's a true leader in the sense that he guides us beautifully and loves us and nurtures us and takes care of us and creates a safety net. You're not afraid to, you know, try anything, or, you know,
right.
he's very wise in the way he structures his set and the people he surrounds himself with. I mean, it's a really remarkable experience.
Sure. Well, tell us about Leah. She's kind of an evangelical, fundamentalist, kind of cult leader type personality. Tell me how you channeled that character.
You're very kind with those words. Yeah, you know, it's funny because when you're acting,
right,
you know, you have to really love your character. Like, even if you're the craziest serial killer, because if you're not, like, embracing the true essence of the person, you're really, you know, you're not giving that character justice, because
right. It's
sort of like you're playing the bad,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Sure.
And I felt like with Leah, she obviously has a history of something shitty that happened to her, something bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I structured a whole backstory where she had had a nervous breakdown many years ago, and she was simply crushed, mind, body, and soul, by Rory.
Right.
Brian Gallagher and I, you know, we have an intense friendship. We started in Camp Dread and played opposite one another.
Sure.
So I was fortunate that I was playing with him, because we developed Rory and Leah to have this sort of, you know, intense history and breakdown and
yeah. Love
affair and rejection and all of those things that happen in your life that sort of the building blocks to why we make choices or become who we are.
Right.
And with Leah, the only, you know, place she can control is behind that podium.
Yeah.
She's the most scared character in the film, quite honestly.
Yeah.
She's, you know, so aggressive in her manner and in her preaching. But I worked with somebody who had been a part of the church.
Mm-hmm.
His own background was, he's a friend of mine, and he had been very much a church-going person. I'm a spiritual person. Mm-hmm. I'm all about love and happiness.
Sure.
And we just kind of structured her so that I felt she was just kind of trying to preach, we're going to survive, we're going to be okay. But according to Harrison, I'm scarier than the zombies. What's that?
Well, I was going to say, in this film, the people are scarier than the zombies. There's a lot of betrayals. There's a lot of... I'm more afraid of the characters than I was of the zombies, to absolutely be sure. And I wonder if that was... I was going to ask, was that part of what he was trying to get through there?
I think it would... You know, that's a great question. I mean, it was probably not, like, intentional in the way that, like, you know, so specifically, like, we're going to do this. But I think in the way he draws out these people, the way he writes, the way he creates, the zombies are so peripheral. I mean, it's almost, you know, it's about the people and
sure. Trying
to survive and trying to sort out life and living within these confines.
Right.
You know, I mean, it's such a great story with so many elements that it's just... I think that within those circumstances, it came across like they are fucking scary as shit, you know? And we had a ball making it, you know?
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun, and I think that always comes across when you have a group of people who love, you know, working on the set they're on.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of magic happens on the screen, and that's how I see it.
Well, there's kind of a lot of complicated relationships, and of course, we don't ever really see how the city or the town itself got established. It seems to me that there's such a rich backstory here, there's almost room for doing a film to show us how we got established.
This is true, yeah. I mean, they're making a sequel. I'd love to see a prequel.
Yeah.
You know, with what happened and how this, you know, zombie apocalypse actually, you know, happened, and these stories, you know, Dee's story and Billy Zane's story, he's that Luthier leader, and these kids who are raised up to
right. Be
soldiers, and, you know, it's intense, man. Harrison, I love Harrison. I mean,
yeah. You
know, he's my partner professionally,
yeah.
And I just love his brain, because he's all about the richness of, you know, what he wants to put out there. And it's complex, and
yeah. There's
nothing greater as an artist and a filmmaker than to watch that kind of, you know, craziness ensue on a screen.
Well, and the production design is simple, but yet it's got just that right amount of detail. And I look at that, I don't know if you call it a pavilion or open-air church that your character spends most of her time in. But how much of that informs that character? How much of that environment informs who you are and what you do?
I mean, you know, it's so funny because it was 6 pages of straight dialogue, and we did one take. It was in a one-shot, which was really difficult.
Right.
And I think living in that space definitely, you know, it was almost claustrophobic, if you will.
Uh-huh.
You know, and I definitely think that dictates, you know, how you respond and what your motivations are. And hopefully it comes across that that's exactly, you know, you got it right. That's exactly what she is. And she's controlling those few people left and the environment. And it's all because of, you know, her lack of control,
right.
Her insecurities, her sickness, her fears.
Well, and while Doc seems to run the community, she runs that little group inside that place, doesn't she?
Yes. She is the leader in that small space.
Right.
It was constructed, and it was, you know, designed for the character and constructed for Leia.
So did you have any input into any of that?
In the actual environment itself?
Yes.
No. Mm-mm. Nope. You know, they brought me there, and I sat in that space, and
right.
it was a lot.
So
it was incredible. Right. And it's funny because the whole cast and crew were on the monitor because, you know, again, I don't mean to like keep hammering this, but I'm mm-hmm. so not like Leia.
Right.
My personality and Leia's personality are so completely different. And it was like, I knew that they were all like, what is she going to do?
Right.
You know? And I was scared.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to just, you know, preach.
Right.
Say the words. Feel those words.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that comes across.
Now, where did they film this?
In the Poconos in Pennsylvania.
Ah, okay. Not too far from where I grew up. So how did that environment...
Yeah, it's beautiful, the landscape.
Yeah, so that environment must have helped to inform this community and who you guys were as well.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We were pretty isolated, and it was so vast, the
mm-hmm.
land, and beautiful. And it was fall, you know,
right.
in September. So it was pretty beautiful. It was great to be there.
Yeah. Now, Leia doesn't really get to interact with zombies quite so much. Did you get to interact with them off the set a bit?
I did, yeah. I was around for a lot of the makeup. And because, although it's not shot on screen, I was there. They shot while she's in the pavilion in
uh-huh.
the church. All of those zombies that come running at her,
right?
We actually saw. So our screaming was very much a reaction to what we saw.
Mm-hmm.
And it was incredible. I mean, the makeup was beautiful, and they were terrific. It was really cool to watch.
So there have been a ton of zombie movies. Tell me what's different about Zombie Killers. What sets that aside in your mind?
I mean, definitely, you know, again, you have a very rich story
mm-hmm.
with these interwoven people, their
right.
lives, you know, and how they're trying to survive. And that the zombies are very peripheral, and we have, you know, it's like a Western with the ATVs replacing
mm-hmm.
the horses and
right.
the tracking element and the religious element. I mean, you have a lot of, you know, social commentary here that's not typical for a zombie movie and or a horror movie, you know. So I think that really the people, I think, you know, on the screen really kind of hopefully engage and are really the, you know, what sets it apart. It's quite a story, you
mm-hmm.
know, in this town.
Well, and there are a lot of emotions going on. You talked about your relationship with the Rory character, and that one is probably for your character the most interesting because you sense there's a lot of history there. She seems almost jealous of the situation he's in now with the woman and the baby coming. What's your take on that? What do you think the history is between her and Rory?
I'm sorry. Say, repeat. I'm sorry. I just somebody just came in front of my face.
No, that's
Would
okay.
Do you mind repeating the question?
No, it's not a problem. You were talking about the differences in the movie, and we were talking about the relationships and such. And for Aaliyah, her biggest relationship, of course, is Rory, and you get that intensity. And what I was asking you is, it seems like maybe she's a little jealous of his situation now. We get a sense they had a complicated history. What do you see the reason for that intense hostility she has for Rory?
Oh, well, you know, it's funny because my backstory with Aaliyah is that she was very promiscuous.
Oh.
She's a very insecure woman. She, because it's a small town,
yeah.
She had been, you know, she was, you know, involved with Doc, and she was involved with, you
right.
know, Rory. But I think she was madly in love with, and I use that word very strongly,
yeah.
She was madly in love with Rory. It's funny, Brian, who plays Rory,
yeah.
we really sat down for a lot, many days, and got to talk about their intense relationship. And I think she had been so brokenhearted over him.
Yeah.
He had been married prior.
Right.
And then he was with Tony, and he never gave Aaliyah. I mean, you know, that's hard. Like,
yeah.
We all can relate to that. The human condition, like, heartbreak and being
mm-hmm.
madly in love with someone. I mean, she was torn to pieces, and she's still motivated by how can I get him back.
Right.
The first scene she has with him, she's trying. There's a lot of lust in that.
Yeah.
I don't know if, you know, what comes across, because I just remember being in that moment, and my true motivation was like, come with me, you know, run away with me, be with me.
Yeah.
You know, and he's so angry with her. You know, he just won't give her any part of himself.
Right.
And that drove me crazy in my character, you know. Yeah. Even at church when he's like running out, it's like,
sure.
no, I want you, you know. the real words, the
right.
subtext is like, please, I'm in love with you. Please be with me. Get rid of that, you know, young
yeah.
girl, and please, you know.
Well, and there's a lot of energy in Aaliyah. Where, how do you get up for all that? How do you get that energy?
I had a wig, I had no
right.
makeup on, very little, I was stripped, you know, these clothes, these shoes.
Sure.
I think when you're really, like, living, and this sounds so actory,
right.
kind of, you know,
mm-hmm.
but I am a method actress. I studied at Lee Strasberg for
sure.
4 years. It's all about the senses,
yeah.
you know, sense memory. And when I was living in, you know, her space and
right.
her stuff, I really felt like this injured, crippled woman.
Sure.
Much older than
right.
myself. I mean, it was my idea to have a wig. I didn't want to look like me.
Okay.
You know, I really wanted her to look the way what you see.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
Very, like, again, she can only control so much in her world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think she, you know, she's so angry that when you're angry, you have nothing else to do but, like, release all that. And that's where that energy is coming from, all of her anger.
Well, certainly one of the most memorable characters in the film. So what's next for you?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Well, I will be, you know, producing with Harrison Wretched, our witch movie that
mm-hmm.
we start shooting in April. And I'll be acting in that as well. And we have a cool cast. We're now casting it, and it's just pretty remarkable. And then they're doing Zombie Killers, the sequel. Obviously,
yeah.
I'm dead, so I won't be in it.
Well, but that's not always so obvious in horror movies, is it?
What's that?
I said it's not always so obvious that you won't be in it even if the character dies. Characters
no.
can come back.
After we watched it, I said, but you don't even know if Aaliyah died. She probably ran away.
Well, that's true. That's,
we don't
that's
see it's
true.
An aerial shot, and we hear screams.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait.
I think Aaliyah probably said, you know, good luck, bitches, and left.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait for the sequel to find out.
We'll find out. And then, you know, Harrison and I embark on our Carol Co. venture, where mm. our first film will be Love Bites, Adrienne Barbeau's best-selling
great.
Novel that
wow.
he adapted.
Sounds great. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to join us and talk about
thank
it.
Thank you. So fun.
Yes, it was. And thank you very much. And I wish you luck with these projects. Can't wait to see them.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your time. I really do. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Thanks. Take care.
Bye.